Now that I've got your cock slipping and sliding between my fingers, you have my permission to reach up and untie that pesky blindfold. It's time to let you see your surprise.
Oh, now, isn't she a sight to behold? Best savor it. It's not often our lovely little SS here gives in to this side of herself. The reluctantly submissive, cum-hungry slut side, that is. Shame, really. She looks so delicious all tied up and on display like this, don't you think? A dick this hard can only mean he likes what he sees, and it appears that our little plan worked perfectly. If the blindfold made him uneasy, spritzing me with your perfume offered exactly the reassurance he needed. I made sure he caught a whiff of it as I gathered up his leash, and he calmed right down after that. The way his cock flinched in my hands when he saw us was absolutely priceless. You can still see the shock on his face. Well, I can see it anyway. How much you want to bet she blushes after I point out that we can both see the frustrated expression on her face. I think she was under the impression I'd take her blindfold off before beginning the festivities. Maybe if she's a good little slut, I still will. I'm sure she'd like to see what we're seeing. Those big, beautiful breasts pushed out. Her milky white skin all flushed and sensitive. And my hand slowly moving back and forth over the hard, tasty-looking cock just in front of her face.
Yes.
Oh, my dear. You're in no place to be demanding right now. Where's your blindfold, lover boy? Have you still got it? Good. I want you to bend forward and tie it over her mouth. And don't dare move that leg forward. Now, please. Oh, the hesitation. And here I thought your dick couldn't possibly get any harder. Conflicted, are we? Yes, she may punish you for it later if you do this. And yes, she may punish you for your disobedience if you don't. But frankly, none of that is my concern. All I care about right now is coating her tits and throat with the big load you're going to blow. That's it. Go on.
No.
Mind her hair. A good little slut is a gagged little slut. And, well, since your cock currently isn't an option, the scrap of fabric she tied over your eyes earlier will have to suffice. You know how much she enjoys being bossy, and I do want her to get to drink in the sight of her predicament at some point. Besides, she must be curious by now about the setup beneath her. That's right. I've got her tied to my newest rig, and she hasn't even seen it yet. I just couldn't resist having a little surprise waiting for her as well. The timing was too impeccable. SS, darling, you remember that cute little masseuse I was dating last year?
Yes.
She called me up about a month ago to pass along an offer for one of those portable folding massage chairs, like you see in airports and shopping malls. You know the ones. 40% of cost because of some silly manufacturer's defect. Can you believe that? Anyway, modifying it to better suit our purposes, was a snap. Remove the seat, weld some D-rings along the frame, tell the cock-thirsty slut to hop on in reverse cowgirl, and you're ready to roll. Well, roll out the chains, that is. How's that cold, heavy reminder that your legs are bound, slut? Oh, that got her squirming. Oh, your cock twitches every time her tits quiver. I like this. Hey, squirm some more. No, oh, come on, why so reluctant? Without the seat in the way, your hips are free to wiggle a bit, which certainly makes a nice show for us, but I imagine the tiny, limited range of motion it affords is just enough to keep you constantly aware of the position you're in. Kneeling before us, leaning back at the waist, forcing your hips forward, legs spread wide for us to see, arms crossed behind you and secured in place with rope, arching your back and forcing your tits out, making them strain up towards the dick I'm stroking for them. Every inch of your beautiful body laid out for us to see. There we go. Now she's finding it harder to sit still again. In fact, I think she's squirming despite herself. Oh, that's a yes. How delightful. Must be the thought of how exposed she is, or of how close she is to this big throbbing cock and the fat drops of pre-cum it's been steadily leaking out. Is that it, slut? I guess it is kind of cruel keeping him on the edge for so long. Tell me, does it always cause him to tremble like this? Poor guy must be absolutely aching for release by now. Which means it's time to even the score. All right, stud. What say you lean forward again and slip that blindfold off her? I can't wait to paint you with his cum. And you clearly want it to happen just as much as I do, don't you, slut?
No.
Oh, really? The wet spot that's appeared on your gag says otherwise. Why is your mouth suddenly watering at the sight of this big cock that's about to blow its big load all over you if you're not a cum-hungry slut, huh? Why even bother trying to hide that when the rest of you is all wrapped up and presented to him like a pretty little gift? You want to be covered in cum so badly, I'll bet you haven't even noticed the two full-length mirrors behind him on either side. That's right. Look around. I did say I wanted you to be able to see yourself like this, helplessly bound with all your most intimate parts on display. Now I wonder, can you get a good idea of how close the hard bone of his shin is to your sopping wet cunt? Or do you have to look down at that directly to fully appreciate that the touch your clit is aching for is just barely out of reach? That's it, slut. Squirm for us. Keep moving those hips, trying desperately to get some release. The sight of you overtaken by desire and unable to control yourself is only bringing him closer to shooting his hot, sticky load all over you. And you think you can keep it together long enough to reach forward one last time and untie that gag you wanted to put on her? She's gonna have your ass for that later, you know.
Woof.
Oh, you didn't think I was going to make this easy on you, did you, boy? You keep that damn leg right where it is, too. Wouldn't want you to go off and spoil this mutual agony you two are sharing by brushing against her sensitive, hungry little cunt before gifting her with the cum she's so shamelessly craving. Ah, yes, slut. I know exactly how much you want the big load he's about to blow. Count yourself lucky you're going to get it. Your satisfaction is not the priority this time. You are here as decoration, and one very important thing is still missing. You need a few ribbons of cum dripping off those luscious tits and smeared across that lovely mouth before you can present yourself as a proper gift. Now, open wide, slut. He can't hold off any longer. Yes. Yes. Oh, just look at all that delicious cum. Oh, one spurt after another, shooting out in thick ropes all over those gorgeous quivering tits. Oh. Oh, it looks so good sliding down your body like that. Oof. All right, fuck it. I know I said no touching, but I just can't stand it. I need to have my hands on that. Now. Oh. Oh. How do you like my little hands rubbing this cum all over your big tits, slut?